Back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Live here inside the Suburban Chevrolet Make the Choice Studios. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the glass, as you well know by now. Don't know where you were if you don't know. The Wolverines knocked off Michigan State 79-70 Sunday at noon to seize control of first place in the Big Ten. And joining us to reflect upon that, look ahead to the Wolverines and their schedule down the stretch, is Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein. Coach B, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey,
good
man.
Morning. I hope you've had a couple good days of radio talk show on the radio here.
Yeah, we've had a real good couple of days, Coach, reflecting upon what was an outstanding victory for your team. Obviously, still work to do. Those guys all had the talking point down. But yep. Allow us to celebrate for just a little while longer, even if your team isn't, because, Coach, it was a great victory. Just want to get into it somewhat and get right into it. Coach, there was a point midway through the first half, about the 10-minute mark. You're down 22-11. Your team just committed one of the three turnovers they had all game. And you call timeout. And from that timeout on, you outscored Michigan State 68-40. So I'm curious, take us into that timeout and what you said to the team. What did you emphasize? What did you point out? What was it in that timeout that had things change after it?
Well, the first thing I think they did, we just one possession. We're just going to change this flow one possession. Let's go to the zone defense for this one possession and see what happens with it. And just we end up getting, I think Jordan ended up getting a charge out of it that they charged. And then just relax. You may be rushing some things, but we got to shore up our defense right now. We got to really be on everybody. Everybody's got to be on point of what we're doing. And so all of a sudden, we just really locked in defensively. But we needed to score points. They're a tremendous transition team. We need to get a basket or two. And Spike got us a three, and then followed by he had the assist to Karras for a three. And all of a sudden, it's 22-17, and the whole game changed.
Absolutely. And clearly, Karras took over. You know, 9 of your last 11 points. Obviously, the three right before the halftime buzzer. Did you sense something from the sideline and you said, okay, let's exploit this? Or was that the guys on the floor, was it Karras on the floor realizing he had a matchup that he could exploit?
Well, you know, the matchups change because they will do some switching here and there on some different things. So, no, I mean, you know, we're looking for these little openings in the game where we can, just drive the ball to the basket or do something that allows us to have some space. But really, earlier in the game, when we had those opportunities, we didn't space the floor correctly. People were, like, all jumbled in with – they have great help defense. I mean, great. They sit at the elbows, and they won't let you drive the ball with other men. We had to change our spacing. Going into the game, we had our spacing right. When the game starts and there's so much on the game, sometimes you forget. You need to move over about 10 feet, and Karras has more openings. Or Nick would have more openings, different people. So that change, which they already knew, we just had to reinforce. Well, take your time, take two extra seconds, especially at shot clock time. Take two extra seconds and just get to the right spacing. There's no need to rush it. And then you'll have room to attack. Because if you just attack, put your head down and go, they're going to be there.
You know, Coach, you mentioned matchups change. So coming out of the break, you know, Karras goes into the break. He scored 14 points. He doesn't score again until midway through the second half because now it's Nick. And, you know, you kind of alluded to this a couple of weeks ago. You said, hey, you know, it's up to me, up to us to find ways to get him free. But it's up to him to kind of get free. And he said that after the game. He said, hey, we talk about X's and O's all we want. But really it's about me saying that I'm not going to be guarded by this, you know, by this smaller guy that's on me. And it really seemed like that kind of he had that light bulb moment in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that, you know, so much is made of matchups and all these things. We're just to take what people give us. But what Nick ends up getting, in whether it's a matchup, whether it's the schemes that we're running, you know, he can really shoot the ball, whether a guy's on him or not. And sometimes we're just way too selective. You know, we don't like to turn the ball over, and we don't like to take bad shots. But, you know, if you take a bad shot every now and then, right? It can't affect the rest of your shooting. It's okay. And so he's just, you know, we need, as I said before, sometimes with Nick, you know, a bad shot, a good, you know, it's a bad shot for everybody else but him because we see him make it in practice. So he's got to just, we wanted him to really come off and be really aggressive. Tough to get to the rim on them, but we did get there a few times. But shoot the jump shot when you're open.
I'm talking to Michigan men's basketball coach John Beilein here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Coach, I think we see different signs of your evolution. One of the few things that you say about yourself is you change with the time. So you come in, people say, hey, he's coach stresses the three-pointer 1-3-1. Now you're ball screen and man-to-man. Another thing that I think I see different, Coach, is time to time, I see you get after a ref or two. Now, it seems to be a little bit different. I don't know if it's just my imagination, but is that a different side of John Beilein? And from time to time, you got to give the refs a little what for?
That's sort of a 360-degree deal because, as I've expressed maybe you before, when my first 10 years in coaching, I rode the refs the whole time, the whole game. And I never was comfortable with that, and I didn't think I was as good a coach at that time. I spent too much time reffing and not enough time, you know, coaching my team. But there are times that I believe the officials, have to know that you strongly disagree with the call. We do have, you know, there's certain coaches around the country that spend a lot of time with the officials, and, it doesn't make me a better coach. To do that. I need to coach my team and not worry about the officials, especially at this level. However, there's going to be times that if they miss a call, they got to know that I disagree with it, but then we move on very quickly.
Coach, you didn't realize that you got a few calls after one of your kind of bigger tongue lashings? You got a few calls after that? Immediately got, after that?
At the end, it all evens out no matter what. So I just, I made sure, just going to make sure that this block charge call that we have everywhere is real. There's a lot of confusion in it, and so they're very difficult for the officials to call. And so as we continue to work through that, I think there's still going to be a lot of disagreements in games. But right now, it is what it is, and we got to just coach and ref through it.
Coach, a couple of things I want to get to really quickly because I know you got to get out of here. You mentioned on your show that you got a chance to catch up with Steve Fisher and invite him back for the reunion that you have going on for the 89 team. Yep. What was that like?
That's great. Every time that I have talked with Steve, I mean, when I go on the road, many times I've sat with him. I just had loved ever since I got there. We got to know each other a little bit. I think I was at Canisius and he was here, and I think at a Nike trip or something we were together, and I just really liked him. I just thought that he just was a terrific gentleman and coach. And so ever since then, when we're on the road, we always talk. And he obviously loved Ann Arbor and loved the University of Michigan. And so we always talk, and he has always gone out of his way to be complimentary to me on what we've done. And, of course, what he's done at San Diego State is amazing. So I want to make sure he knew he was invited back for that, and knowing that he would not skip a game in his league, but What a classy man, and I enjoy any discussion I have with him at any time. And his staff, Dutch and all those guys, we really have some good conversations.
Now, Coach, another thing that you mentioned last night, and we haven't talked about it on this show for a long time, is that that Mitch was doing some stretching. You know, it's been reported everywhere that Mitch is out for the season, whereas you guys have said that he's out indefinitely. So I guess my question is there no chance, absolutely no chance whatsoever, that Mitch will be back at any point this season, or is there a slim possibility that he might be?
As my stock answer on this has been, we have no plans for that. Now, I never say never to anything, but we have no plans for him to play this year. He's just working on all his to get back. We want him to get right for the future. That's the most important thing. And so he's working his rehab. He doesn't attend practices very often. We're just focusing on one thing, his studies, or two things, his studies and his rehab.
Gotcha. All right, so, Coach, at Purdue, I remember a couple of years ago you had a chance to further your quest for the Big Ten title with a home game against Purdue. Similar circumstance, kind of in that you're in first place in the Big Ten. Now you're going on the road to their house. So just a little bit about that game before you go.
Yeah, I mean, every game, Purdue is, you know, I think the last two times, last year we were dead in the water until Trey took over that game. I mean, every one of our games down the stretch is just going to be a battle, just like we had the other day. And we're going to have to, we have to play as well as we did on Sunday. And that's just what it is. And so, you know, all we did in this game with Michigan State was get ourselves one leg up. But they also have a, they have a game in hand. And we just have to we have to play our best basketball and just do our best and not worry about anything else except be our best. And Purdue, if anybody saw what they did to Indiana, you know, they just crushed Indiana, who beat us pretty good. So it's going to be a really difficult game, as will every game down the stretch. And when it's all said and done, you know, if we really play well, we can win this thing. If we don't, then we won't be able to do it. We just got to do our best to bring our best to every single game and let the chips fall where they may.
All right. Well, Coach, hey, man, congratulations on the victory. Now you got more work to do. So good luck against Purdue. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Sam. Thanks for having me on. All right. Bye now.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was John Beilein on his way to a meeting. We always catch him before his right before his 9 a.m. But a great victory over the Spartans. And, you know, we talked about the difference yesterday, the difference in the injury discussion. You know, they've not, and he's chosen. As a matter of fact, when we brought up Mitch McGarry the last time, it seemed like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, he said, look, there's not going to be any change here. It's like, and every time you ask me, I'm going to say, hey, he's just working. He's just working to get better, working on his studies. And so we haven't talked about it for a while, but he mentioned that last night on the show that Mitch is doing some stretching. They have, quote, no plans for him to return, but, quote, never say never. So, Ira, what I took that to mean is probably not. Most likely he won't be. But still a ray of light, a glimmer of hope, a slim possibility that it happens.
You were hoping for, a more definitive answer one way or the other. But well, this doesn't shut the door on it, which is really what you, more than anything, what you wanted to hear.
It doesn't shut the door on it. So, you know, we'll see. But clearly they're not using it as a, you know, as a crutch. And